What's going on, DJ Geo? Where are you? Could you let everyone know where you're from?
I'm actually from Richmond, California, the Bay Area.
Okay, cool, man. I see now you're doing room for indie artists where they can play their music. Could you tell us about that real quick?
Yeah, I mean, basically me and Vicky used to do a show during the pandemic, probably like saying 2020. That's when it, you know, she came up with the idea and she brought it to me, and we kind of just kind of decided to start doing, like, you know, Instagram Live. And so we're trying to give up, you know, independent artists or indie artists a platform, because like I always say, like, my platform, it's well connected, you know, in the music industry. So I don't really tell people, you know, who I know, you know, because I want to make it seem like, you know, bragging. But every time I go live, it's over somebody, you know, like me, producers, directors, you know, pretty much anything that has to involve with the entertainment business. And they jump live and they look at it, and sometimes they'd be interested in, you know, looking on the next, you know, the next artist could do big. So that's why I'll be telling artists, you know, come with the heat. And that's what, you know, the whole Music Review Wednesdays came about, you know, so to give artists a platform, basically.
So, man, when did you start DJing, and, like, what made you become a DJ, and what other stuff do you do besides DJing?
Well, the time I decided to be a DJ is when I was actually, you know, so cousin was the one that actually bought me a turntable, and he was into, you know, gangs and all that, so he kind of gave me some option, like an option, you know, not to, you know, be around, well, bad influence. So I never thought, you know, he was a bad influence. You know, I thought he always, you know, people that are in the gang, you know, it's pretty cool, you know, when you're young. So he gave me the option, you know, what would you rather do? You know, music is something that probably you're into, you know, try that, you know, the streets are not for you. So I pretty much grabbed the turntable and started kind of messing around with it. And, you know, and that's how it came about. But then I kind of stopped doing it. And then, you know, I came across some friends that gave me some bad influence. And, you know, and after a while, I kind of stayed away from them and picked up again the turntables and started, you know, doing the whole music thing. So, and the whole thing just started from there. So, yeah, when I was 15, that's when the whole thing started with music.
So how long have that been that you have been DJing and helping out indie artists? And what made you, since this is the Indie Elite Club, what made you, because a lot of DJs, you know, they might just play the mainstream artists and don't really focus on indie artists. But why did you decide to start working with indie artists? And also, I know you work with Miss Vicky and some other artists.
I mean, to be quite honest, I never really thought about, you know, working with independent artists. You know, I was just, you know, into the hyphy movement that, you know, we had going on in the Bay Area. But that was, I guess, that kind of influenced a little bit, you know, on, you know, kind of be interested in the local artists in the Bay Area. So that kind of opened my ear a little bit, you know, kind of started listening to the music on the streets. And, you know, since I was like, nobody else is doing that, only a few DJs that kind of influenced me, like DJ My Emotion. He's one of the biggest cats out here in the Bay Area. Jay Spinoza, Jazzy Jim, you know, Gary Archer's brother. And so that kind of, like, you know, I was like, man, I want to start doing that, you know, start giving somebody for me, you know, because I see there's a lot of talent. As you can see, there was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of Bay Area artists that made it, you know, big. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what kind of influenced me to be interested in some of these independent artists to give them a platform.
Okay, man. How has Clubhouse helped you as a DJ, producer, and A&R?
I mean, I think it did help me a lot because, you know, during the pandemic when it started, you know, I didn't really see Clubhouse as, you know, as a way of reaching out, you know, to people in the music industry. Because, you know, a lot of people, when they start doing, you know, big things, you know, out here, you know, with big events and all that. And then when the pandemic hit, it kind of was like, damn, you know, what am I going to do now? And then, you know, somebody sent me an invite to Clubhouse. And I was like, fuck, you know, I'm going to try to, you know, check it out. What is this all about? And, you know, and I heard there was another DJ Geo, you know, as you know. So I was like, I got to check it out. So I started to see people that I kind of, you know, came across that I knew in the music industry. So I'm like, fuck, you know, that was like a good catch up, you know, to get to, you know, reach out to them, talk to them. And after that, you know, I started to get more connections. We started talking about what was the plans to do, you know, when everything started to open up. And we started talking about events. We're talking about, you know, what else can we do? You know, can we give, you know, independent artists a platform? So that, to me, kind of helped me, you know, Clubhouse helps me out, like, you know, through that, you know, to kind of reach out to the people I couldn't reach out when everything was open. So that's how the Clubhouse helped me out with that.
All right, man, I don't want to keep you too long, but do you have any closing words or any projects that you would like to promote before I end this room? And I thank everyone that did come to the room.
Oh yeah, so we now that we got the show back on every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I actually have, I'm gonna start bringing out influencers. You know, like I just got in contact with Baby Bash. I'm gonna start bringing him in. Hopefully I get IMSU, E40, G-Eazy, you know. And then we're gonna do it with Vicky and my boy Forgot. So he's a designer, you know, fur coats, leather jackets. He has his own Bitcoin, energy drink, and he's a music artist. So basically, I'm his DJ. So I'm gonna be managing him and Vicky, and we're gonna start going on live, doing raffles, doing, you know, hella stuff, you know. And I do have a project that I'm gonna be working on with some major producers. And it's basically going to be mostly just independent artists. So that's the reason I've been going into the live every Wednesday to kind of check out all these artists. Because I know some of these artists have to work with a budget, and I understand. So that's why I'm here to kind of help them out where we can work, you know. So, and that's what we're doing, you know, that's what I'm doing. And that's what we're going to have, you know, in the late future. And yeah, that's about it.
All right, can you tell people where they can listen to your mixes and where they can check you out, you know, like where you normally DJ and stuff?
Man, I DJ everywhere. Wherever they book me, I'm a DJ for hire. I don't really have a place that I just stick in one, you know, club or nothing like that. Or whoever wants to book me, you know, and if the price is right, you know, I'm there. You know, I'm ready to work if whoever, you know. And pretty much, you know, I have a link tree, you know, on my bio on Instagram. You know, I have all my SoundCloud, Instagram links, Twitter, YouTube, you know, you name it, you know, because Linktree is the best thing to have on your Instagram bio. And, you know, so that way people won't be asking, like, where can I say, oh, even my email's on there. So, you know, if people want to send me some music, you know, my emails are open. Right now I've been kind of busy trying to get to all the emails. So, you know, I'm just been staying busy. But anything, man, just, you know, anybody can hit me up.
All right, man, definitely thank you for coming through. I'm definitely going to interview more amazing people like you in, you know, the upcoming week. So I definitely thank you for coming through. You're the first guest to do an interview, and I definitely thank you for coming through. So if you like an interview, just a DM, and I'll definitely check out your profile, and I'll see if you're interested, and I'll interview you, and it will be on replay. So I definitely thank you for coming through. If you missed any part of this I don't know what to call it. If you missed any part of this show, feel free to go back and listen to it again. And DJ Geo, this will be on Mixcloud and some other platforms so that you can learn more about DJ Geo in the future days. Geo, do you have anything else you would like to say?
Well, I'm actually excited for this new FM radio that I'm going to be doing a mix show now. So right now I'm 3 for 3. Mix shows for 3 different stations. I'm trying to aim for 3 more, hopefully before the end of the year, you know, so that would be a bigger, you know, accomplish. So that's my main goal, to have 6 stations. Right now I'm aiming for Omega in New York. So hopefully that be one of my biggest accomplishments to actually be on. And it's a really big station out in New York. So hopefully, you know, I could, you know, do a mix show, you know, during the week, and people out there in the East Coast could, you know, listen to my mixes and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, I'm really excited for this year. You know, I'm working a lot of stuff, and I'm making a lot of good connections, and just, I always tell people, man, hit me up when I tell you guys to hit me up, because then I get busy. I'm not trying to act no bougie or anything like that. It's just like sometimes, you know, I get caught up with stuff. And sometimes I don't even get to finish some of the projects that I started with people, because sometimes people don't, you know, catch up, you know, on certain things, like, you know, working on music or anything else, you know. So, yeah, I mean, if I post something that says I'm ready to work, that means I'm ready to work. I'm ready to go, you know. So, yeah, man, just tap in.
Definitely, man. Thank you for coming through. Do you have any shout outs?
Man, shout out to you, man. I mean, shit, I see you doing your thing too. You know, you're part of the family of Jams 99.3. Congrats on that. You know, it's good to have you on board. You know, I'm pretty sure Dan Matthew was the one that reached out to you. And, you know, like I said, I always be, you know, thinking of the friends from Clubhouse that have helped me out, you know, so, you know, most likely, you know, and everybody else that's been supporting me, you know, like, like I said, I'm just, you know, blessed, you know, to where I'm at right now. So thank you, Ronaldo. You know, you were the first person to reach out to me in Clubhouse. And yeah, man, shit. That's it.
All right, everybody, make sure you follow him. DJ Geo510 everywhere. Is that correct? DJ Geo510?
Yes, sir. And pretty soon I'm going to take out the 510 right now. The reason is because nobody has trademarked DJ Geo name yet. So hopefully in the next couple of months or sooner, I will have that trademark. So yeah, I'll be the only one, you know, with the name DJ Geo on it.
Okay, man. I'm going to go ahead and say congratulations for that. It's like, not probably, you're going to be the only one with the DJ Geo name. You got to just like go ahead and say that. Put it out there in the universe, you know?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Now everybody, make sure you follow me at Renato Creative and check out some dope artists like Little Scorpio.